The Washington Forestry Practices Board agreed today to an update to its manual for how the state makes decisions on proposed logging activity. The update was prompted by the Oso landslide, which killed 43 people last year. Timber industry representatives said they were pleased with the updated guidelines, but environmentalists said there's more work to be done and more science to be included in permitting decisions. Woodlot owner Holly Kuhn said she's worried the guidelines won't do enough to protect the public in areas where landslides occur.
Have you ever felt the ground shake and the too loud to scream roar of a massive landslide release and felt your heart stop in panic only to start beating again as you realized it was across the valley and not overhead? Well, I have.
Environmentalists softened their opposition to the board's action after it promised to work with them on their remaining concerns before it meets again in February.